This is Advanced Stability Center tape number 12. The title of this lecture is ARC versus Force.
Yeah, I'm certainly not going to try to run till 5 in the morning. But that's really great what's going on in Europe, and I think on behalf of all of us, I'd like to thank Arnold for all the good work that he and others have been doing over there and getting people active again and getting the tech applied. I think it's great. The same sort of thing is going on all over the world, which is, of course, very good news. And basically, what I was going to talk about today is to do with ARC versus force. Over the last few years, a lot of examples of the use of force have occurred, which I'm sure we're all familiar with, sometimes intermingled with ARC. And one of the questions that comes up on a lot of people's minds from time to time, sometimes I think about it, I know a lot of us do, is why, in the face of various things that have occurred, why do people stay with it sometimes? Why do they continue to support a system that is operating that way? And there are various reasons, of course, but I think it all boils down to the fact that man's basically good, and they subscribe to purposes which are well worth achieving, as we all did. So there's an effort to continue along on the same purpose line. The only thing that's unfortunate about that is that if one is continuing on a purpose line and it's inside a system which inhibits the purpose, then it's harder to achieve results. Currently, there's been a slight shift back in the direction of ARC, or apparent ARC anyway, but there's a shift back towards a more ARC-full approach. And I've been observing these cycles that have been going on. It's usually an increased outbreak of force and then swings back towards the direction of ARC for a little while, and then it switches off and tends to go into a more forceful action. We haven't heard of the finance police for quite some time, for example, although last year they were pretty loud and pretty active. But there was something that occurred quite recently in terms of the use of force, which various people have heard little bits about, and I thought I'd go into a few more details about. And that is that there was a person called Robin Scott was arrested in Denmark a few weeks ago, and a lot of people heard about that. What may not have been as broadly known was that it was part of a ploy to, he was arrested, and shortly after he was arrested, his wife was contacted by a representative from a detective agency that was hired by the church, and she was asked, or told rather, that if she would write a statement incriminating me, that they would drop charges and, you know, her husband could be sprung from the clink. And she said that she couldn't do that because it wasn't true and so on. And that was apparently considered to be a minor point. It was a question of, did she want him to stay in or did she want to get him out? And she refused to do that on the basis that it wasn't true and that I hadn't had any involvement in the alleged theft that had occurred, and wrote a statement to that effect. And her husband also was contacted while he was in jail, and he was asked to do the same thing and declined to do so. And at the time when these efforts were going on to get Adrian and her husband Robin to write these statements, it was considered that they would cooperate and do that, and that then those documents could be used to get me arrested here in the States, and so on. And that's actually what is behind most of the activities that were going on a few weeks ago, where we had, you know, hordes of PIs running around tailing us to restaurants to find out what we ate for dinner and so on and so forth. And it backfired because the people concerned didn't care to go along with that sort of thing. But that was a recent example of a method of trying to get something accomplished through the use of force. And having backfired, now there's a switch back in the other direction of a more high IRC approach. A lot of forecasts were made, forecasts or predictions were made about 3 weeks ago that I and possibly one of the other staff would be in jail within a couple of weeks and so on and so forth, which is getting to be a little old hat for us, because we were told that back in August last year, and we were told that actually earlier than that, and we were told it again in around September of October of last year, and so on. And there have been about half a dozen times now when we were told we were going to be arrested on some charge or another and so on, and it hasn't come off. So now there's a swing in the other direction, back towards a more NARC approach. And there's an offer extant currently, in case anyone's interested in taking it up, to correct all past injustices. And without particularly knocking it, I'm sure that it's going to be another one of the same sort of actions that have occurred in the past, where there would be a gesture to correct things, which I think time will show won't be followed through an action. And then there'll be another return to more forceful means. And I thought it was would be timely to look at why people get into using force in the first place. Partly, it would stem from a failure to recognize that man is basically good, or perhaps knowing that man is basically good, losing sight of the fact for a while, which can happen if somebody runs into a hard knock with somebody, or one gets betrayed by a friend, or expects more of somebody and they let them down. At times like that, one can get an ARC break, and where one has tried in the past to use ARC or agreement as the basis to operate and get cooperation with other people, in a time of an ARC break, a person can decide, well, maybe man's basically good, but by God, you know, this one isn't. So when someone gets disillusioned or upset or feels betrayed or some other form of ARC break, there's usually an effort in the a tendency to move in the direction of using force to get things done. Usually still with the same constructive or worthwhile purpose in mind. So that makes it okay, or it makes it necessary to use force, because after all, one's forwarding a good purpose. But if one uses force, as we all know, the only result of that is a lowered willingness on the part of people that against whom the force is being used, and also a lowered willingness on the part of those that have to use the force. And the end result really is robots. You can either ask somebody or suggest to somebody that they do something, and if they see it's a good thing to do, they'll do it. Or you can try and make them do it, at which point you've overridden their intelligence and their self-determinism and their basic desire to do the right thing anyway, and it tends to make the person a bit robotic. When a person becomes robotic, he tends to goof up and make mistakes, or he tends to become more inactive. So therefore, you have to use a little more force to get him to do something. and he tends to become more suppressed and more robotic, so you use more force, and then usually there's a big explosion because too much force has been used, so then it's suddenly, well, let's drop force and come on with an NARC approach as a type of gimmick. Anyway, that basically sums up a fair amount of what was what's been going on recently. And the overall effect of all this, and part of the reason why I thought I'd talk about it, is that seeing that sort of thing going on can tend to have an effect on one of becoming somewhat disillusioned. And all along, since we started the AAC, one of the things that we've had as a primary concern is that people could become so disillusioned that they would cease to have any interest in the subject or in doing it, in getting auditing, in disseminating, whatever they were doing, they'd do less of because they'd become a little more disillusioned or maybe a lot more disillusioned in a hurry. So it tends to stop everything that we started out to achieve as worthwhile purposes, such as the aims of Scientology that LRH set up originally, and all the things like clearing the planet and making the able more able and so on. All these things tend to get set aside. And my idea is simply to try and call that to attention lest it occur again, and to validate the fact that it really is worthwhile to keep plugging along on a constructive purpose and doing it on an NARC basis. It does work out in the end. And if there's any successful operating action that we've been fortunate enough to apply as far as the AAC is concerned, it would be ARC. And operating on the basis that people are basically good and do have a willingness to help and contribute and so on, and it's simply a matter of acknowledging and encouraging that. So it is worthwhile doing, and it does work out in practice. And I hope that, you know, the current activities that go on don't discourage people, because they actually don't stop anything in the long run. You know, after all, we are basically good and we are willing, and we actually do keep on doing things anyway. So we might as well just acknowledge it and do more of it. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Joe. Thanks very much, Arnold. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.